This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Ray Holman, who is legislative liaison with UAW 6000 in Michigan. Good evening, Ray. How are you tonight?
Doing great.
Good, doing great. Have you been up at the Capitol the last couple of days, or a lot of your members?
Oh, yeah. There was about 2,000 people there today. And there's probably, I don't know, 40 or 50 UAW local 6,000 people, maybe around 30, but there was a lot of people there today.
And what, I mean, let's just start at the basics. What is this rally about for your members?
Well, for us, we see the writing on the wall. I mean, there's some people that, in the state capitol that want to take away the union's rights to bargain. They want to bring right to work to Michigan. I know Governor Snyder himself does not want that, but there are people in both the House and the Senate that have introduced bills that would take away our collective bargaining rights, or at least limit them. And, you know, we see what's going on in Wisconsin, and right now, you know, it's time for people that believe in collective bargaining to step up and speak out. I mean, we had a bill that passed today that doesn't necessarily directly affect state employees, but a bill that would give all kinds of power to the state treasurer to go into communities and literally take over cities that were having financial problems. And part of that would be ripping up union contracts. So you're seeing a lot of people speak out because we see what's going on.
Why do you think this is happening now? I mean, the timing. I mean, I know we don't have crystal balls, but what's your take on why this is happening now? And it seems to be spreading across the country.
Well, what's going on is there was a change, you know, in the 2010 election in November, and many state legislatures flipped over from Democratic control to the Republicans. And not all Republicans, but a lot of them have an anti-labor agenda. They believe that unions prevent governors from balancing state budgets, and that's what's happening. But really, collective bargaining, you know, it's a human right. It's the ability for the average person to have a voice at the workplace, to talk about working conditions, to talk about safety in the job. And right now, those are values that we fought for and many people died for, especially in the state of Michigan, to be threatened. It's getting people motivated.
Well, and the crowds are showing that. That's for certain. Does this feel like Wisconsin? That may seem like a silly question to you, but does it feel like the same thing that's going on in Wisconsin?
Well, there is a difference. You know, here we have a governor that is not calling for right to work, that is saying that he wants to at least have a dialogue with the unions regarding the budget. But in Wisconsin, it's a different matter because they're actually talking about taking away unions' collective bargaining rights, and that's a whole new level. Again, we do have individual lawmakers here that would like to do that, but right now Rick Snyder is not calling for that. So, you know, it's more tense, and ground zero is definitely in Madison. But that's not to say that we couldn't get to a situation where that could potentially happen here in Michigan, and people that believe in collective bargaining and power to the average person and want to fight for the middle class need to be vigilant.
Well, and that's a good I'm pleased that you made that clarification, because that was my understanding as well, is that Governor Rick Snyder is willing and does want to sit down and talk with union members. So hopefully that will keep us from being apples to apples with Wisconsin.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, maybe I should repeat it. You know, right now the governor is not calling to end collective bargaining, and he's repeatedly said that. You know, so that is a big difference. You know, here for my members, you know, I represent 17,000 state employees. You know, our big concern, you know, here in Michigan is the fact that the governor's budget called for us to give an additional $180 million in concessions, which would average about $4,000 per worker, you know, and we have already given up $750 million in concessions just since 2003. So, you know, we've given our blood already, and, you know, that's a point I'm trying to get across. But it is, again, a little bit different than the situation in Madison, Wisconsin.
Are some of your members going to Wisconsin?
Yes, we are. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be having people that are willing to take annual leave or vacation time. On Friday, we'll be leaving from the UAW Local 6000, which is 3350 North Grand River Avenue. We're going to meet at the parking lot, and just people that want to have, you know, form a convoy and on their own drive to Madison to help out the public employees there and fight for a collective bargaining. Yeah, we are organizing that, but it's nothing that's being officially sponsored. It's just people coming together to take the day off and to do it on their own. But we are going to be doing that. So if people are interested in coming, we're going to be meeting again at the UAW Local 6000 parking lot, 3350 North Grand River Avenue at 4 a.m. in the morning, heading to Madison.
And just to clarify, that's to add support. It's not a sanctioned event from the local. It's just heading to Wisconsin to add support to the folks there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that's not sanctioned or officially, you know, sponsored by anybody. It's just individual citizens. You know, right now it is mostly state employees because we see what's going on that are taking the day off, and we already have a group of people who have put in for that and got that approved that are going to be leaving. But other individuals that kind of see what's going on or are concerned about the labor movement, you know, we welcome them.
And do you think, did some of your members, were some of them able to speak with the legislators yesterday? Because they weren't just outside, they were actually in the Capitol trying to speak with legislators. Were some able to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I was able to take a few up and talked with their various reps. And what happened was we had a really nice turnout. It was sponsored by the AFL-CIO. It wasn't something that UAW Local 6000 put on, but we went there to lend support, and we did have some of our members come, and the overall UAW International, UAW had members come, and we were able to go into the House building and go up and speak with individual representatives from around the state, and some union members and public employees were able to actually go and watch some committee hearings, both in the state, the Anderson Building, which is the House of Representatives building across the street from the Capitol, and then go over across the street into the beautiful Capitol and watch hearings from the House and Senate gallery. So it was a great day, and I think really educational for many people who haven't had the opportunity to spend a lot of time in Lansing.
Well, and that's true, and if nothing else, the governor and the legislature are hearing the voices, and there's going to have to be careful consideration.
Correct. Correct.
Well, I appreciate your help. You're talking with us tonight, Ray, as always, and I look forward to talking with you soon as the story develops.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Ray Holman, legislative liaison with UAW 6000. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.